Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's a very provocative photo. She's a very provocative candidate. She is stirring a lot of intense passions among the electorate and a lot of intense passions among her own party, and I think the cover reflects that.
Passion, always a good thing to have, one way or the other. What's yours when it comes to the whole business about Newsweek and the unflattering picture of Michelle Bachmann? Is it a play? There are some people who think that this was done intentionally to help Michelle Bachmann because there wasn't as much attention being focused on her as perhaps some of those who support her, like some of the email that I got yesterday, which I'll read here. It's incredible, incredible how people listen, what they hear, and what they think. And that's all part of what's in the world of talk radio, and that's what we do here for a couple of hours every day, 3 hours as a wrap over the weekend. We try to touch on the 10 biggest items that are being discussed on talk radio, talk television, and so we go to the presidential race and talk host Dory Monson here. That was Lois Romano, by the way, who is a writer for Newsweek, commenting on the not-too-flattering picture of Ms. Bachmann. So Dory Monson talking on her program, his program, rather, about the support Michelle Bachmann is getting from all sides because of this photo.
To my amazement, the mainstream media has picked up on it. The Today Show, they had this as one of their lead stories, and they got a statement from Newsweek editor Tina Brown, and listen to this load of crap. Andrea Mitchell reading Tina Brown's statement.
In a statement, Newsweek editor Tina Brown said Michelle Bachmann's intensity is galvanizing voters in Iowa right now. And Newsweek's cover captures that.
It doesn't capture intensity. It captured somebody who looked crazy. You picked the worst picture to try to make her look crazy. And then the headline of the story is The Queen of Rage. Well, to my amazement, also coming out defending Michelle Bachmann today, now, the National Organization of Women, a group that probably disagrees with Michelle Bachmann on every single issue, but they have spoken out against Newsweek magazine and the cover. Now's president, Terry O'Neill, said of the cover, it's sexist. Casting her in that expression and then adding the Queen of Rage, I think Gloria Steinem has a very simple test. If this were done to a man, or would it ever be done to a man? Has it ever been done to a man? Surely this has never been done to a man. Then they went on to say, who has ever called a man the King of Rage? Basically what Newsweek magazine... And this is important. It's Newsweek magazine, not a blog. Newsweek magazine. What they are saying of a woman who is a serious contender for president of the United States of America, they are basically casting her as a nut job.
Oh, come on. This is getting silly. These simple, predictable responses from the people on the right, it just what it's done is you're preaching to the choir, fine. You hear the same stories over and over and over again. The poll, by the way, you may be interested in this, the poll at DougSteffen.com yesterday, why do you think Newsweek used that picture of Michelle Bachmann was the question. 42% of you responded with they have a liberal agenda against her and the Tea Party. Yeah, that's pretty accurate. 29% of you said they wanted something sensational to get people talking in some magazines. That's also pretty appropriate. I would have picked one or both of those were I taking the poll. 19% of you said I didn't know they were still publishing Newsweek magazine, and 9% of you said they made a mistake and grabbed the wrong picture. They have a liberal agenda. It's pretty clear. And for Dory Monson to say, oh, it never happened, it's never happened to a man, look at some of the old pictures on the cover of some of the right-wing rags like Newsmax. The pictures of Bill Clinton, for example, come on, and Hillary Clinton. It's foolishness. This is all contrived. This is the best thing that's ever happened to Michelle Bachmann. More people now know who she is. And the reference to the Queen of Rage, I'm not sure. I didn't take it to mean that she was full of rage. What I took it to mean is that she represents those who are, many of the Tea Party folks. And by the way, for those of you who are so quick to judge any comments that I might make, I happen to agree with many of the tenets, especially the fiscal stuff, the Tea Party. I'm on board 100% with the Tea Party and the essence of controlling, cutting, fixing the problems of our fiscal demise. If it isn't straightened out, it is going to become our fiscal demise. I think Barack Obama is the most clueless president in my lifetime. Man, that's going some, because I thought George Bush was an awful president. I don't know if I thought he was clueless. I think in some respects, I just think Obama's, I thought this before the election, he has no real experience in life in general. He's always been in the public sector for the most part, and he doesn't have any, he has very little common sense, a lot of political sense, and he has horrible advisors, people around who have less experience than he does. So anyway, but those of you who want to take your shots, the issue isn't about me, but it is kind of funny to read some of these emails, and I'll get to some of those during the course of this part of the hour where we talk about the presidential race and all the hoopla about Michelle Bachmann. In a moment, the Daily Show, Jon Stewart, who takes Newsweek to task as well. So for those of you who are so eager to cast everybody that's on one side or the other in one particular light or another, it isn't, it's kind of silly. And in this era, predictability is not necessarily something you can count on. Although, again, guys like Dory Munson, who would take the same tact, oh, it's terrible, it's awful, it's never happened before. Of course it's happened before. 800-510-8255. Some of your thoughts as we spend some of our time, not all of our time, on this during this hour of the countdown. It's 14 past the hour.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one! Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? Their incredible selection of Windows laptops, perfect for your student. Now you don't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
Or,
"The X key is missing." That's not an important letter.
Or our favorite,
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
So go to Staples for powerful and portable laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology. Staples. That was easy.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
800-510-8255. We continue on the countdown. Let's listen to this excerpt from the Morning Joe program on television on MSNBC, where Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough and Mike Barnicle talk to the editor-in-chief of Newsweek, Tina Brown.
You are one of the savviest people I've seen in the media industry, and this coverage just proves
show.
It.
Come
it's
on.
Perfect. Yeah.
Well, what she looks cross-eyed. It's
week.
A light check.
No,
cover.
Listen, exactly. I mean, some people look at this picture and think, you know, Michelle Bachmann looks crazy. Some people look at it and think it's the next president of the United States.
Okay, but
the fact that these two things are no longer mutually exclusive is what I think makes it pretty compelling.
The queen of rage?
Absolutely. Listen, this came out of a week where a New York Times columnist called the Tea Party terrorist and then apologized the next week. This is a very polarized moment in politics, and this cover to us absolutely captured that moment.
What, her looking cross-eyed at a light check?
How
did I capture this moment?
Not cross-eyed. Listen, she has the intensity in her eyes is in all the photographs of her. You know, this is the thing that's connecting with people. You know, we have people in the crowd saying, you know, something about her tells me I should follow her, and there is something about Michelle Bachmann with the eyes looking out, and she has a very, very, this very kind of intense demeanor.
Well, Mika was saying, she read it, and after she read it, she said that there doesn't seem to be a lot of words that back up that
the
headline,
rage,
the Queen of Rage.
The picture,
you look at
I've
the
read the article,
story.
And there is, did I miss it?
No, the fact is that she is right now the face of the Tea Party, and the Tea Party, we came off a week where rage was all the rage, let's face it. I mean, you know, we have been coming out of a period in politics which is so hyper-polarized and so hyper-aggressive, and Michelle Bachmann is the face of the Tea Party right now.
What do you think, Mike?
Well, I tell you what I think.
Hold on now. I'm not buying it.
I'm going to tell you what I think.
People talking about the cross-eyed candidate.
I'm going to tell you what I think about the cover photo.
No cross-eyed.
It looks
she's
like
in that
her.
Picture.
Not, it looks like her.
That
looks like her. I've seen her in person. I've seen her up close in person. It looks like her. If you take Queen of Rage, if you take the column cut line off the cover, there's nothing to talk about. And if you have
look at that picture.
If you have a case.
Come on.
If you
both
have
eyes looking straight forward.
If people who are upset at that picture of Michelle Bachmann on the cover of Newsweek magazine, if you're upset enough to be up to, you know, to be calling in these talk shows and everything like that, where were you when shots of Hillary Clinton?
There you go. I literally
were on magazine covers and in newspapers
unattractive. We were criticizing those
you
as well.
Do the same
But I'll tell you what, the
I mean, the reaction to this cover, though, again, I think dramatizes what an incredibly intense moment we're in. I mean,
I think what it dramatizes is that if you show a picture of somebody who looks like the cross-eyed running for president of the United States,
it.
You're going to get a lot of people talking about your cover.
What the cover
by which way, let me just say this.
I don't see cross-eyed.
No, let's be honest here. Okay? Let's be honest. She's great at what she does.
She's so
people
smart.
Talking about me.
I wouldn't mess with her if I were you.
The second I open it up, I said, okay, this woman looks cross-eyed. That's number one. And then I think about the Kate and Diana cover, which everybody talked about. My God, it's the worst thing ever. Then the Sarah Palin cover, everybody screaming, it's the worst thing ever. Three of your last four or five covers everybody's talking about. That's what this is about. You take a picture of me cross-eyed, said I laugh like Jim Jones. People are going to be buying Newsweek next week.
I didn't put that on the cover of Newsweek. Yeah. But, you know, we put Sarah Palin on. And then we get shredded by, Lawrence O'Donnell saying, you know, this was like a puff job and how could we do it? And just because we were
well, you paid your penance to the left, Tina. You paid your penance to the left.
So this was from a light check, though, the photograph. Is that correct or no? That's not correct?
No, it was from a light check at all. That is absolutely not.
That's made up.
No, absolutely. There's no light check about, you know, no, absolutely not. No, our photographer took pictures of her. There was no precondition about how these pictures would be seen or used. We don't ever do that. No, absolutely not.
Tina Brown, the editor of I think they got it right. She is, you notice how many of these editors of various magazines are Brits? And you know how the Brits love sleaze. They're better at this sort of thing than Americans are, apparently. Now listen to that. This is a pretty interesting conversation about the picture of Michelle Bachmann, 21 after the hour.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Is it dumping on Michelle Bachmann or not? From The Daily Show, Jon Stewart is somebody who takes Newsweek to task for all of this. Well, not the discussion, but the photo itself.
Newsweek, that's a picture of Michelle Bachmann. And clearly, not an accidentally picture of Michelle Bachmann. Because you can say a lot of things about Michelle Bachmann. A lot of things. But here's what you can't say about Michelle Bachmann, that she is not photogenic. You got to go pretty far out of your way to find a crappy photo of Michelle Bachmann, and you did. Why?
In a statement, Newsweek editor Tina Brown said Michelle Bachmann's intensity is galvanizing voters in Iowa right now, and Newsweek's cover captures that.
No, it doesn't. That's not a I'm galvanizing the voters in Iowa picture. I mean, I get it, Newsweek. You put in the Queen of Rage juxtaposed with a picture of a lady that appears to be enchanted by simple math being done on a blackboard that's been hung too high. But be honest, Newsweek, you use that photo in a petty attempt to make Michelle Bachmann look crazy. And that's what her words are for. If you're involved in the gay and lesbian lifestyle, it's bondage. It's a very sad life. It's part of Satan, I think, to say this is gay. Or, I wish the American media would take a great look at the views of the people in Congress and find out, are they pro-America or anti-America? Or, I believe that there's a very strong chance that we will see young people put into mandatory service. And the real concern is that there are provisions for what I would call re-education camps for young people. You want a photo that makes her seem a little off? Make it out of her words.
All right, so there's Jon Stewart on Michelle Bachmann, at least on the picture. Here's Talk Host Joe Pags with a caller of his. And the focus is we're moving off of Michelle here onto Rick Perry and whether or not he heard his presidential campaign to have waited until after the debt ceiling debate was over before he joined the race, which he's probably going to do this weekend.
Do you think that Governor Perry hurt his chances, though, by not coming out during this debate? I mean, he would have been a great voice, right, Mike? I mean, he would have been a great voice, no?
Yeah. I wish he would have, you know. But you know what? I think, I don't know what he's waiting on, but I know when it comes, you know, it's like the calm before the storm for the Democrats. And I wish he would have. I don't think it's going to really hurt him. It might hurt him a little bit. But once he gets in the race and the people see who he is and what he's done for Texas, you know, the jobs, because that's what everybody wants. They want jobs. And this man, Obama, has destroyed jobs since he's been in office. I think he's lost like 2 million, maybe even more. I don't know.
Yeah, it's about 2.5 million jobs, yeah.
Yeah, but once Rick Perry gets in the race, and I wish he would go ahead and do it now, but, you know, once he gets in it, you're going to see some real changes, man, as far as Rick Perry's going to eventually take over the lead. And because that's what they're waiting on. Because they're getting so much buzz about him. Not because he has the track record. We're the only state in the country that has created jobs doing this mess. And that's a hell of a track record. I mean, you can't deny that. And people want to work.
I hear you. I appreciate you. He does have the right. Look, he's, if this election is going to be about jobs, and if Governor Perry were to jump into the election, into this race, if it's about jobs, he wins without even trying. If it's about jobs and job creation, he wins without even trying, because President Obama cannot blame Rick Perry or the Republicans or George W. Bush on the loss of jobs in this country since he's been the president, because he promised to fix what the problem was. Now he's saying the hill was steeper than we thought it was, blah, blah, so on and so forth. That's not going to fly. Not against the Rick Perry, who can say, I created a bunch of jobs. Whether he did it or not, he can take credit for it. He was the commander-in-chief of the great state of Texas.
All right, whether he did it or not, he can take credit for it. Rick Perry, here's an email from John Freitag, who writes, after I said something about Rick Perry yesterday, pretty bad. Where's Obama's? You just highlighted a real problem, media hypocrisy, without addressing it in the least. Now yap about the broken system and ignore the utterly criminal, unethical media. I don't ignore any of that stuff. It's all part of the discussion here. Let's listen to everything that gets said, okay?
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. The Anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Do you want a credit card, but current or past credit problems are holding you back? Then you need to get the Classic Black Secured Visa Card by going to thebestsecuredcard.com. This is a secured card backed by your deposit at Public Savings Bank, an FDIC-insured bank. Your credit, income, and employment status are not considered in your approval. You can get a Black Classic Secured Visa Card right now at thebestsecuredcard.com. Take advantage of the special introductory 0% APR for the first 6 months on purchases with no monthly or annual fees. Every penny of your deposit is FDIC insured by the federal government, so there's absolutely no risk to you. This card will enable you to establish or rebuild your credit, and you'll be able to shop, travel, and live like you want to live. Simply log on to thebestsecuredcard.com right now so you can have a classic black.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi folks, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here with eFoods Direct. July is over and our customers love the Freedom Food Giveaway.
Thanks to all of you who registered for the giveaway, and congratulations to the winners who were from Kentucky, North Carolina, Minnesota, and California. They all received a one-year supply of food free.
And now we launch into August with a big celebration, our 30-year anniversary in the long-term storable food business.
Golly, it's hard to believe we've been helping people with the best food on the planet for three decades.
Folks, to celebrate, you can get our premier one-year Freedom Food Supply for 30% off.
Wow, that's lower than 1981 prices.
Help us celebrate 30 years and get the lowest price ever on a one-year Freedom Supply.
Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom.
This is a limited-time offer. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com. eFoodsDirect.com/freedom. Call 800-250-1857.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is a program entitled Talk Radio Countdown Show, and in this program, which is a show that lasts for a couple of hours every day, and we do, as I said a few minutes ago, a three-hour wrap on the weekend on the top 10 items being discussed on sports talk and news talk radio. The sports talk stuff, usually, although more and more popular these stations, it becomes one item, and the things that we're talking about on the news talk stations occupy the other nine slots. Certainly the picture of Michelle Bachmann, if it's not number one, we haven't done a rendering yet of what the number one story will be, but I'm guessing Michelle Bachmann will be number one or number two, with the debt being the other item of interest. We're in a conversation about presidential contenders, the components of the race. Pretty much Michelle Bachmann has gotten all of our attention so far. We'll move on now to others. There are a lot of people, I'm just going to acknowledge this because we were just a moment or two ago listening to a clip from a radio program in Texas talking about Governor Rick Perry. I'm, as I have said many times, only one cog in the wheel. Your comments are important at 800-510-8255. A lot of people send me email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow us on Twitter, et cetera, et cetera. I am always amused. Perhaps the word is bemused, but there are people who are so angry. The Tea Party does represent anger. I'm angry. I am fed up more than you can possibly imagine with the state of affairs in Washington and in most government, most states. The fiscal irresponsibility is beyond annoying. And so when I say something about some of these candidates that there seems to be support for, I'm on a lot of stations in Texas, and a lot of people like Rick Perry. I don't happen to find any of the Republicans. I mean, frankly, if the election were today and I had a vote between Obama and somebody else, whoever the somebody else was, it's probably the person I'm going to vote for. And that's not going to mean I'm going to like him or her. Rick Perry, I find nauseating, frankly. The pandering to those who are religionists. There's nothing I read about this guy that makes me think that, and frankly, most of the people who get involved in politics who lean back on religion to get their support from people who are of one particular stripe, it's phony logic. Those of you who get angry, he's got morals and values, and I call attention to people who have said they had morals and values and they don't. It seems to be that that seems to be the way you get ahead in politics, is to tell people what isn't true and hope that they'll believe it.
everything that Barack Obama has said pretty much has come from that same cloth. So when I talked about Rick Perry's report card or who he is, and I mentioned the Perry and some of the other candidates, and then I said something about the illicit affairs that so many of these people have. There are Republicans and Democrats, although admittedly there are more Republicans who get involved in these things than Democrats. I've been a Republican most of my life. I decided that I didn't want to be a Republican 4 or 5 years ago because I was tired of the divisiveness that comes about from those who have just one point of view and it's inflexible and nothing can be fixed if you are inflexible. That's part of the problem in the country right now. Although I think the Tea Party and those who are part of the push here, holding their ground when it came to the fiscal stuff and the deal that was made on the budget, I think they were right. I think we have to draw a line in the sand. Enough is enough already. Deal with it responsibly, like big boys and girls instead of like children. But then, again, sort of just to have some fun with the people who are so angry. This guy, John, who sent me the email about Rick Perry and the media and how unethical they are. Of course they are. But that's the way it is. And the reason it is the way it is because people have supported what's been done. I'll bet you that Newsweek magazine's subscription or the number of issues that have been sold this week, twice what they normally sell. I said that I didn't think Perry, I don't know if trustworthy, I don't think I use that word, but this person says, you behave as a Christian and you're a perv. No, that isn't what I said. What I did say in the last breaths of, I think, yesterday's program was I thought Bloomberg would be a perfect candidate, frankly. He's done an excellent job running New York, and he's the best, the savviest of those who are in public service. He's an extraordinarily successful businessman. For my money, at this point in our country's history, he would be an ideal candidate. None of the Republicans are even close to being ideal. Obama, the word ideal doesn't even, shouldn't be in the same sentence or paragraph with him. So that's really what it is. But these people who are so inflexible, this guy takes a shot at Bloomberg as being a middle-of-the-road waffler. This guy says wrong is wrong, right is wrong, but you middle-of-the-road skunks got it all figured out because of your great intelligence and superior understanding. John, that kind of stuff doesn't fix anything. It may make you feel better, and I'm happy to make you feel better if you want. But that doesn't reflect what I said nor what I think. And the same goes through. I'll take one of the other email. It came from a guy named Nikos in Iowa, who was busy yesterday sending me a number of email. One of them, why did Newsweek use the picture of Bachman? Because they're a bunch of stinking liberals. Okay. Didn't take much creativity to come across with that line. And then there was another note. When you look in the mirror, this was an attack on me. When you look in the mirror, you will see an imperfect person. That's, of course, we're all imperfect. You wear your morality on your sleeve every time you criticize others. That's maybe what you think. That isn't necessarily what I'm doing. You love to put others down, and in doing so, you're shouting to the world, I'm better than they are. Wrong, wrong, wrong. No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm doing. You can think that's what. That's your interpretation of it. Swell. I will not vote for any candidate who hides their morality. That's a hypocrite, and I've seen enough of them. Yes, I would agree with that for sure. This guy then says you need to get a mirror and mediate or meditate on your perfection. You seem to be mesmerized by yourself. Nikos, you need to kind of lighten up, pal. This is not about me. This is about those who are running, including Ron Paul, who of all the candidates who are running, he probably would be the one that I would prefer more than any other, frankly. He more speaks to the world, or at least America, in terms that I understand and agree with. I am more of a Ron Paul supporter than anything else at this moment in time. Joe Kernan from CNBC talks to him about the Standard & Poor downgrade.
Did you believe that S&P's decision to downgrade our U.S. debt was a responsible decision? Some people have actually suggested that what they were ultimately doing was downgrading our currency.
In some ways, I think it's irrelevant. You know, the markets are much more powerful. They'll downgrade whatever they need to. But for the moment, and for traders, you know, this can be a big deal. And politically, it can be a big deal. But if one announcement like that from somebody like Standard & Poor's that didn't have any idea what was going on with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac can change things. So if that announcement pushes the dollar down and causes some chaos in the stock market, they were destined to do that anyway. So those are just excuses. So I don't think an announcement, although in a very short time in a day-to-day trading, has a significance. That doesn't change things. What if they made this announcement and the dollar was as good as gold and everything was hunky-dory? Those announcements would have no meaning. So I think they're just sort of trying to catch up with the market. I mean, I cannot believe people would have high rating for any of this paper money and paper bonds long-term when it earns no interest. It's so distorted. And then they decide that, you know, all we have to do is set up a committee of 12 and we're going to come up with so-called cuts, which aren't cuts. There are no cuts there anybody's proposing, so no wonder why people are negative. But what I worry about the most is the consequence of currency destruction is violence. And boy, every day there's more and more violence, whether it's in London, demonstrations in Israel, all around the world, revolutions going on. And this is all related to sometimes prices of food going up. And this is all related to this fictitious notion about what money is and what it should be.
All right, here's another email I'm going to read. I've seen to be more in the email today, and you can understand the impact that it has because it's a different way of communicating what your thoughts are. You can do it certainly at 800-510-8255. This is a general overview of what this person thinks. His name is Steve. What he thinks about the political realities. And I think from my own perspective, before I read this, going back to what I just said about Ron Paul, he addresses most of the things that this gentleman says in his email. Okay, so every living, breathing person on Earth with a half an ounce of brains must realize that the majority of the 435 blank holes in Washington just can't get this friggin' economy corrected. So why can't that same group, the ones with more than a half ounce of brains, do better than Sarah Palin et al. And her group, where there are Washingtons and Jeffersons and Hancocks that put our country together? We need leadership that can lead. We need leadership that isn't encumbered with reciprocal agreements and compromise. That's a sentence that I couldn't have said better myself. I couldn't even come close to saying it that well. I'm going to repeat it. Where are the Washingtons, Jeffersons, and Hancocks? You think any of these people, Michelle Bachmann, Rick Perry, Mitt Romney, or any of the people that are around now have even could hold a candle to the people who were responsible for putting our country together? Unfortunately, we have a built-in system that is self-defeating. Leadership doesn't go to those with brains. It goes to those with money. Perhaps we need to start with giving every party that can properly establish that they represent a significant group through petitions or some other fashion, $50 million each for a campaign war chest for their presidential candidate and their congressional leadership. That's an investment in our country because it'll be spent on radio, TV, media, takes away the element of the election and the god-awful time that a president spends with fundraising. Well, the congressmen and senators do the same thing. That's my anecdotal comment to what he's written. With their $50 million, they can advertise their experience. They can tell their stories at the same time instead of the news show spending so much time on some blank hole. That's I can't read the rest of that sentence. But anyway, you understand what he's saying. Is his idea a good idea? What do you think? 800, I don't like money, and I think there should be no money. No public money, no private money. It all should be outlawed. And the people who want to run for office get the media's attention by what they say, how intelligent they are, what their intellectual quotient is, and how stimulating they are. That would be my RX for fixing this. But again, this is another point of view that's an intelligent point of view. The best part of that, again, where are the Washingtons, Jeffersons, and Hancocks that put this country together? What's happened to those people, to the really smart, really good people? part of the problem, as was pointed out by somebody in an earlier message, is the news media and how they have done. It's a free country, and we regale those who feel free to speak what is on their mind. That's what it's all about. But much of what's on a lot of people's minds is nonsense and worse than that. You got to separate, what is it, the wheat from the chaff, as we say on the farm. 800-510-8255. We continue on the countdown in a moment or two. First, these words at 14 before the hour.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? Their incredible selection of Windows laptops. Perfect for your student. Now you don't have to hear.
You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big.
Or
the X key is missing. That's not an important letter.
Or our favorite.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
So go to Staples for powerful and portable laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology. Staples. That was easy.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-685-0205. That's 1-800-685-0205. 1-800-685-0205.
Ray, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
A chip is a thousand micro cracks waiting to spread. One big bump and crack. We'll have to replace the whole windshield. But not if we repair the chip first with Safe Light's exclusive resin. It bonds stronger and lasts longer than other resins. And we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's no cost to you.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Find your magic at Macy's Super Saturday Sale with all-day specials Friday and Saturday. Jeffrey Bean and Kenneth Cole Reaction dress shirts and ties, 50% off. Take 65% off all 14-karat gold earrings. Save on Junior Screen Tees, now two for $24. And all nine-piece bed ensembles are $99.99. All-day specials Friday and Saturday at Macy's Super Saturday Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
800-510-8255. Steve's in Bullhead City, Arizona. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
You know, just thinking about your comments, I wrote the suggestion to give the parties $50 million for presidential and then make some other number for the congressional leader contribution.
That was you.
That
was your email. Okay.
And your response was that not necessarily to do that, but let them be on their own comments and let them be on their publicity based on the merits of what they say. The problem with that, somebody has to judge the validity or judge the quality of the comments being made so that they could get on the air.
Well, that's up to the people who hear the message. Are you saying that the editorial people might keep them from being on the air because they disagreed? Is that the suggestion?
It's both ways, yes. Mm-hmm. They may do that, and then they may promote only those that have like feelings or like, you know, they say something that intrigues them.
Yeah.
So they're being judgmental in the message.
Yeah.
We need to get to some means of enabling this, the governor you just talked about a little while ago, and it's out of Texas.
Yeah,
you know, he did the religious angle, so he got some publicity.
That's what he wanted. All right, thanks.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's move away from politics and, well, I suppose there's a lot of politics involved in this discussion of the debt and the S&P downgrade. Although I think there may be a bright side, or let's see if we can get that out of this conversation with radio host Gary Allen. Here he's got Pat DeHaan from GasBuddy.com on his program. And they're talking about what we're going to listen to is the impact of the S&P downgrade on the price you're paying for petroleum products.
Give us some good news here.
Well, gas prices are coming down. How's that? Then we'll keep it simple.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not that excited yet, Pat. You got to get me more excited.
Okay, fine. We'll see gas prices come down maybe to the 340s. In the next week or two.
You know, I think the average price across the country is right in the, mid-360s, somewhere around in there. I mean,
yeah, you know, the national average this morning coming in at 363 a gallon.
Is that what it is? Okay. Why is it taking so long for this to come down?
Well, stations like taking their time dropping their price because this is when they make a little bit of their margin. So they pay a lot lower price when they buy gas, and they simply don't pass along the entire savings at once to motorists. You know, we all know it goes up 20 to 30 cents, you know, in just a matter of minutes, but it takes a lot longer to go down because stations really milk that profit. So that's exactly why it's taking a little bit longer, because stations are trying to recoup and make some money.
Yeah, you know, at this time of the year, Patrick, should these prices be this low?
Well, should they be this low? I think prices have been overinflated for much of the year. I really do. I think that speculation played a lot into it. But now speculation is causing prices to fall because there's worries about the economy. I think gasoline prices never should have made it to as high as they did. $4.30 a gallon, that's ridiculous. I think prices, more value to what we're seeing with the economy, with demand. I think prices shouldn't have been higher than about 375. They should have stayed between 325 to 375 a gallon the entire summer.
The host there, asks, should they be this low? I mean, what planet has this guy been on? It's like $80 a barrel now. And if you look historically at where the price has been retail, when the price for oil was around $80, price of gasoline was around $2.80, $2.84, $2.85 in that vicinity. So we're getting screwed 85 ways from Sunday. And at least in this guy from GasBuddy.com at least acknowledges it. So is there good news here? Yeah, the price is going down 24, 25 cents. All right. Now, another issue that's been before us this week, I'm not sure there's been the story has been told particularly well by the news media, but anyway, let's. I think the interesting angle to what's going on in London and to what's going on in England is the role of social media, because that's had, and it'll have a role, obviously, in what goes on here, and it has had a role in what's going on in the Middle East. Here is Chris Raggi introducing a report from Randall Pinkston about this story, this social media impact in England.
And the unrest in Britain is being aided by technology, with flash mobs being organized through popular websites. It's a growing phenomenon that has its pros and its cons, as CBS News correspondent Randall Pinkston reports.
As the riots in England sent parts of the country burning, authorities say social media is fanning the flames. It began after Mark Dugan was shot and killed by police. A memorial Facebook page quickly went up. And 15 minutes later, there was this post. Please upload any pictures or videos you may have from tonight in Tottenham. Share it with people to send the message out as to why this has blown into a riot. It was a call to arms that has now erupted for 4 days. Rioters and looters taking to the streets. Instant messages typed on Blackberries began to fly, in effect, organizing the chaos. Everyone from all sides of London meet up at the heart of London, Oxford Circus, one read. Bear shops are going to get smashed up, so come get some free stuff. It's a dark side to social media, which was praised last spring for its role in fueling the popular uprising in Egypt and across the Middle East.
Generically speaking, the Arab Spring and the London summer are identical. You have disenfranchised youth using tools of the trade, things they carry in their pocket, and spontaneously erupting into one thing or another.
In this country, we typically think of flash mobs as something unsuspecting and entertaining, like groups suddenly busting out dance moves in bathing suits, or breaking out in song. But increasingly, internet-organized mobs have turned ugly. This is a flash mob, or flash rob, as it has come to be known, with the group robbing a Sears store just outside Philadelphia in June. Social media can even be unintentionally disruptive. A recent incident in which a Los Angeles DJ attempted to organize a party turned ugly when police were called in to break it up.
Well, there's something to be said for that, but the news media guys don't like the social media guys because it takes away from the news media's base of power. And that's what it's all about, right?